Next case is case number 21604. This is an application of Murex Petroleum Corporation for an order amending the applicable orders for the Writing Rock, Bog and Pool, Divide County to allow all wells to produce oil at an unrestricted rate and flare gas. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Murex Petroleum Corporation. We're going to have two witnesses testify in this matter. Glenn Kemp will testify and as to engineering matters, and John Paganis will testify as to gas marketing issues. And they'll both be testifying by telephone from Houston. Hi, Glenn. This is John. Hang on just a second. You there?
Yep.
And is John with you?
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Kemp, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Glenn, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Sure. My name is Glenn Kemp. I'm the Reservoir Engineering Manager here at Murex Petroleum. We are at 363 North Samuelson Parkway East, Suite 200, Houston, Texas, 77060.
And, Glenn, have you previously had an opportunity to testify before the commission and have your qualifications as an expert witness accepted?
Yes.
And have you prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor today?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony as I have an expert.
Motion granted.
Glenn, let's turn to Exhibit 1, and can you summarize the data you've shown on Exhibit 1, please?
Yeah, Exhibit 1 just outlines the area of Writing Rock along with what we're requesting. Basically, the Writing Rock field is all 151-101. What we're requesting is allow all wells to produce oil at an unrestricted rate, a maximum efficiency rate, and allow us to flare the gas through June of this year, 2014. The pool to be 50 foot above the upper Bakken Shale, 50 foot below the top of the Three Forks. How we're disposing the fluids, in particular the natural gas, currently is being flared. We plan to sell to USG Midstream Bakken, which John will go into more detail later. Another option later on would be going to the Hess plant. We're also asking for expedited orders so that our oil rate won't be restricted.
Okay, why don't we continue on with Exhibit 2?
All right, Exhibit 2 is just our general locator map outlined, and in blue there is the Writing Rock Field. The red spacing units are the Murex operated spacing units. Currently, you can see five laterals there. We have three producing wells, two wells that are drilled, shut in, waiting for fracks, and five more planned in 2014.
And can you continue on with Exhibit 3?
Exhibit 3 kind of zooms in there a little bit. this will be our lease map. Once again, you can see the spacing units we control. If it's a dark green surface location dot, those are wells that are producing and off confidential status. Also, the Police well up there in 2 and 11 is online. You can see the online date there, November 14th. It is on confidential status, however. The Haley Marie and the Braden Alexander have been drilled and are waiting for fracks to take place.
Okay, and then can you discuss Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is just our structure map on top of the middle Bakken member. Here you can see the general dip.
And then Exhibit 5.
5 lists the production data for both the Lorian and the Lisa Marie. The Holy Well just came online on November 14th. It's on confidential status. That's why we didn't list it on here. The Lorian, you can see the monthly and the daily rates for both oil and gas. The gas is currently being flared. With a lot of weather restrictions and problems with keeping the wells online, the Lori right now is running approximately an average for December was just under 100 barrels of oil per day, and the Lisa Marie was shut in quite a bit in December. November was running right under 100 barrels of oil per day also. And a lot of weather problems throughout that. The capabilities of these wells are capable of producing in excess of that. But right now, we would definitely be under the restricted rate.
Okay, and with that, I don't have any further questions of this witness. We do have one additional witness. We'll talk about the marketing plan.
Any questions from the staff?
Glenn, this is Bruce Hicks. The Fortuna plant that you talk about, is that one up and running right now?
That's something John will address to you here in a second.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Pagones, are you on the line?
Could you repeat that, please?
Mr. Pagones, are you on the line?
John Pagones, yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
John, can you state your name, spell your last name for the record, and also tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, please?
Yes, my name is John Pagones, J-O-H-N. Pagones is P-A-G-A-N-I-S. I'm employed by Murex Petroleum Corporation in the capacity of commercial director.
And in that capacity, you have responsibilities for coordinating the marketing of gas in particular?
Yes, I do.
Have you previously had an opportunity to testify before the commission as an expert in gas marketing issues?
No, I have not.
Can you just briefly review your educational professional background?
Yes, I have a bachelor's in accounting from the University of Tulsa in 1982 and an MBA from the University of Tulsa in 1989. I've got over 23 years of gas gathering, processing, and marketing experience in several states, mostly North Dakota.
And are you familiar with the status of marketing efforts with respect to the gas produced from the Writing Rock field?
Yes, I am.
I'll offer the further testimony of this witness. I'm an expert.
Motion granted.
John, let's turn to Exhibit 6 and tell us what's been shown on Exhibit 6 and discuss what the status is of marketing gas produced in this field.
Sure. Exhibit 6 is the gas gathering line currently under construction by our gas purchaser, USG Midstream Bakken 1 LLC. The line is running from just north of Fortuna down through several locations, and including down in the Riding Rock field. The line that's also shown in red and kind of an orange color is a 12-inch pipeline. The east-west laterals are 8-inch pipelines, all of which are currently under construction. As of Monday of this week, approximately 53% of the 12-inch line is complete.
John, are you familiar with the status of the Fortuna gas plant?
Yes, it is operational according to the operator.
And does Murex have a contract to deliver gas to that plant at this time?
Yes, we do.
And Mr. Kemp mentioned earlier the possibility of some alternate marketing arrangements in later in the year. Can you discuss what that concerns?
Yes, it's my understanding from the operator that there is an additional higher pressure gas gathering line that will be constructed from the initial facility shown in the north end of Exhibit 6 with a green dot. It'll be running approximately 40 miles where it'll have an interconnect with the Hess gas gathering system, collection system for further processing through the Tioga gas plant after it comes back online later this month or early next month. The construction will be concluded on or about September 30th, 2014.
Okay, John, in your opinion, does the value of the oil being produced in these wells far exceed the value of any gas being flared?
Yes.
In your opinion, will any substantial waste result if the wells are continue to produce at a maximum efficient rate and flare the associated gas for a period of time?
No.
I don't have further questions. We offer the exhibits.
The exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
John, this is Bruce Hicks. When you talked about the September 30th of this year, are you talking about the connection to the infrastructure with the Tioga gas plant?
That is correct. That's a secondary project, sir.
Okay. And when do you expect to have your wells tied in?
The current schedule indicates on or before June 30th of 2014, going through the initial facility.
Okay, and I'm looking on Exhibit 6, the green square that you have right on the very top part of your map here. Is that the Fortuna gas plant there?
That is the, I'm not sure what their official name for it is, but that is the location of USG Midstream facility, yes.
Okay, but that's the gas plant, right, not a compressor?
It is a micro refrigeration unit.
Okay.
And compression, associated compression up there, yes.
And you indicated that it was operational now. Are there any wells connected right now?
There are wells connected coming from a different direction from the north. I believe it's headed west and then south where it ties in through a different system into this facility.
Okay, so their infrastructure is much larger than what you're showing on Exhibit 6 then?
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case 21604.